Number seven, he will cheat on you if he has an oversized ego. That means he's all those people that have a false image of themselves. He's never wrong. He can never submit to authority. He knows more than everyone. He doesn't think anybody can teach him anything. You will notice when you want to invite them for meetings like this or to church, they say, there's nothing they're going to teach me. I already know everything. They have oversized ego. They can never be wrong. No matter how much you argue, he's always the winner. He takes it personal that he must win every argument. People like that will cheat on you because he cannot be contained. He cannot be controlled. Number what? Eight. If he is scared of commitment and sees marriage as bondage. Some men are scared of commitment. They see marriage as a bondage. Anybody that sees marriage as bondage, he's looking for freedom to sleep with as many people as he wants. Marriage is not bondage. Marriage is beautiful. But for many men that have bad plans, they see it as bondage because it means they have to be faithful to one person. And they don't want to be faithful to one person. So if he's scared of commitment and sees marriage as bondage, there's a high chance he will cheat on you. Number what? Nine. If he's addicted to pornography, he has a high chance of cheating on you. If he's addicted to pornography. Pornography, you know, doesn't just stop in pictures. It motivates to action. And some spirits, they go in group. The spirit of lewdness, the spirit of pornography also goes with the spirit of illicit sex. Anything making you appreciate people that are living in immorality also means you have the spirit of immorality in you. There are even some women that make the mistake of thinking we will introduce pornography in our marriage to spice up our sex life. Don't ever do that nonsense. Because anytime you are introduced to pornography, it's not the same effect for men and women. Women are different. Women focus more on love. So if a woman is watching pornography with her man, she's thinking, this is what two of us will do. Mm-mm. When a man is watching pornography, he's thinking, wow, see girls. He's not expressing it to you. No, sex and love for men are two different things. They don't go together. For women, the women like to join it. Men is different. So you are showing him variety. Buffet. And you want him to be eating only one plate of beans for the rest of his life. It always destroys the marriage. Because your mind doesn't know the difference between real and fake. So he's getting stimulated by multiple women in pictures. But you want him to have affection for only you. It doesn't happen. So gradually his affection or passion for you will start to drop. Because his body is reacting more to those pictures that he sees. So it destroys most marriages, destroys most relationships. Anybody addicted to pornography has a high chance of cheating. Number what? 10. If he doesn't want people to see you together or to know you are dating, if he's always covering you up, saying, don't tell anybody. It's between me and you. You know I'm a very private person. I don't want anybody to know about us. If a guy really likes you, he will show you around. If a guy really likes you, he will introduce you as the one. If he's introducing you as a colleague, as just a friend, as a neighbor, as a childhood friend, he's going to cheat on you, already cheating on you. You are not the only girl. If he can't boldly introduce you everywhere, something is already wrong. If he's hiding your identity, he only sees you at night. There are some of you like that. Oh. You have never seen your so-called boyfriend in the daytime. He comes like a thief in the night. The reason is because he's a thief in the night. Every time, it's 9:30 p.m. You say, who they there? Nobody. You sure? Everywhere clear? Make sure your neighbors know they're outside. Say, yes, they know they're outside. You just appear. So I just say, man, I check on you. How you day? Yeah, okay, so see you next year. Eh? Make sure they go before daybreak. Because he's a thief at night. He only appears at night. Because nobody must know he came to your house.
like Nicodemus. So be careful. Anybody that is hiding you is cheating on you. Number what? 11. If he has a track record of cheating, there's a high chance he will cheat on you. What do I mean? I mean that if he has a track record of being a cheater in the past, that means it has always been his lifestyle to have many women. That's a problem. If he has ever cheated on you before, then you need to put structure in place to make sure it doesn't happen again, or else it will continue. And if he has ever cheated with you, meaning that he was married and you are the, it's very interesting when I see side chicks complaining that their boyfriend is cheating. I'm saying, eh? Are you okay? What are you drinking? Where are they selling? Where are you buying this thing you are smoking? As in, you are a side chick. Both of you are in adultery. You are sleeping with somebody's husband and you are complaining that he's not faithful. Duh. Of course he's not faithful. Because there are some of these girls that think that you are the only one. You can't be the only one. That's the whole idea of the thing. So if he has a track record of cheating, either he has cheated in his own lifestyle, or he has cheated on you before, or he's cheating with you. Maybe he has a proper girlfriend and you are sleeping with him by the side. And you are saying you want him to be faithful. No. If he has that track record, there's a high chance he will cheat on you. Except there's clear signs that there's a real change somewhere. All right? If he has cheated on you before, the issue is what has changed. What are the plans now for transparency? If he's cheating with you, that one is the worst. Because it shows that two of you are partners in crime. Many women that come to me and say, Pastor, my husband is cheating on me. I ask the women a simple question. When both of you were single, were both of you committing sin? She will say, yes. I say, so why do you think marriage should change him? Why do you think now that he's married, he should just stop? You are both partners in crime. You were in business together. The best time to start avoiding infidelity in your marriage is from when you are single. Many single people don't know that. They want to enjoy their life and live anyhow as single people and hope that once I marry, my husband will change, my wife will change. How? Marriage doesn't change anybody. Are you here, somebody? So now that you're single, be looking for people that will want to honor God with you. That want to live for God. That's how you know the person that will make it. Not the person that is very eager to sleep with you now that you're not married. And you just think, once I marry him, he will just be a good boy. He will just change. I don't know. You know, like I said, women, you people fantasize a lot. So you're thinking, both of us are cheating now. We're committing fornication now. But once we marry, once we just marry like this, he will just be a new one. Dun-dun! No, he's not going to change. It's the same him that was stealing it with you. Now you are no more an object to be stolen. You are acquired. He will go and steal outside. Some of you don't even know that you have even given him the... See, let me tell you. The Bible said stolen waters is sweet. So he's used to that hiding and stealing it. So now that you're married, there's no hiding again. So he wants that feeling of adventure. So he's going to go right out and look for another person to hide and steal it with. So many women are the ones that gave birth to adultery in their marriages from when they were single. By encouraging him, let's do it together now. It's okay. We're getting married anyway. No, it's not about getting married. It's about a mindset. That's why you must understand when God is saying some things, it's not because he's wicked. He's addressing a mindset. Any mindset that makes you take what is not yours will make you continue to take what is not yours. Somebody getting what I'm saying? It's not yours until you marry. It's not yours until you marry. So anything making you comfortable with stealing it, marriage won't change it. Marriage won't change it. He's used to being hiding, stealing it, adventure, sneaking to do it in the backyard. He's used to it. It becomes his passion. Now he have married you. It's only mama and papa's style you people do. On the bed. He's tired of that. He wants to go back to the backyard. He wants to steal it again. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He wants to steal it again. So be careful. Be careful. Number what is that? All right? So if he has a track record of cheating, that's a problem. Next one, if he's unusually secretive. He's unusually secretive. Always hides his phone. Always hides his whereabouts. Always speaks in code. Where are you? Around. Who are you with? Some guys. When are you coming back? Soon. Everything is coded. It's too coded. Some of you don't even know the job he does or where he lives. He will highly likely cheat on you. Unusually secretive. And lastly for today, if he generally exhibits a lack of self-control, then a high chance he will cheat on you. If he generally has a lack of self-control. Of course, like I said, these things are not cast in iron. But they are all ideas, telltale signs to watch out for. If he always shows lack of self-control, what do I mean? He can't control his eating. He will eat and eat and eat until he faints. Say, give me more. If food has not come and he's hungry, he can be like a mad person. Exhibit lack of self-control generally. Sometimes it will trip off into sexuality. Lack of self-control in money. He can never manage any money well. Any money he sees, he must spend this freely. Or lack of self-control in terms of his temper. He has beaten you many times, giving you dirty slap because he was angry. Those things are signs of lack of self-control. He goes about and he fights a lot. He can fight. Anywhere they annoy him, he'll pull his shirt and fight. No self-control. If he's constantly exhibiting a lack of self-control.